The MCAT Podcast, session number 45. A collaboration between the medical school headquarters and Next Step Test Prep, the MCAT Podcast is here to make sure you have the information you need to succeed on your MCAT test day. We all know that the MCAT is one of the biggest hurdles as a pre-med, and this podcast will give you the motivation and information that you need to know to help you get the score you deserve so you can one day call yourself a medical student. And then hopefully a physician. You got to survive the MCAT first. Welcome to the MCAT Podcast. My name is Dr. Ryan Gray, host here, as well as the Old Pre-Meds Podcast, the Pre-Med Years Podcast, and Specialty Stories. Check out all of the podcasts that we have to offer at mededmedia.com. Today, we're going to jump in and talk about an awesome subject. So, Brian, there are four sections on the MCAT. Three of them are more sciencey, and one is this random CARS that seems to demolish everybody. Used to be verbal reasoning, now CARS. Now it truly is a four-letter word for the MCAT. What are your suggestions for how to best prepare for the CARS section?
Yeah, Ryan. So I'm sure all of our very erudite listeners know that CARS stands for Critical Analysis and Reasoning Skills. And it really, you know, the name isn't the only thing that got an upgrade. It's a longer, tougher section than the old verbal reasoning. And I think the name really points it out as critical analysis and reasoning skills. So one of the common pieces of advice that you read out there in MCAT land is, oh, you should read a lot, like read The Economist magazine or Atlantic Monthly or something. There's nothing wrong with that, right? I mean, more reading is always good. Read. Best way to prep for the MCAT. But in and of itself, that it's too passive, right? This notion that, like, oh, I can just sit and casually read a magazine and that's enough to improve my skills. That'll bump up your reading, but it won't build up that critical analysis and reasoning part. Instead, what you have to do is focus very intently as you read, and I would suggest just read actual MCAT practice passages from a book or an online resource, something like the Next Step 108 passage book, and really think about the reasoning that underlies the passage, not just what am I reading, but why is the author putting the passage together that way. So that's kind of the philosophical stance we have to have, right? Is don't just read, but critically analyze and reason. The other big important part of prepping for the CARS, and this is a major mistake that students make, is thinking that somehow there is one simple method that's going to unlock everything. Like, oh, MCAT writers, one weird trick, they'll hate you, right? Like, it's not that simple. And I think this idea is so pervasive that there is a quote-unquote right way to do the verbal passages, because you see it get peddled a lot by different prep companies or tutors or books or whatever will tell you, oh, here's the XYZ method for CARS. And they'll present it like some sort of authoritative, this is the one and only one right way to do things.
Well, that's what we like as humans, right? We want that simple weight loss pill, that one thing. So we don't like to work hard.
Right, exactly. I mean, all I have to do is eat 30 pounds of kale a day and I'll have my perfect bikini body, right? Yeah, no, it's never something that simple. So to really master the CARS section, it's not a matter of learning the CARS method. It's a matter of finding your CARS method. You know, some people like to use the on-screen highlighter. Some people like to stop every paragraph and jot some notes down on the scratch paper. Some people like to just skim real fast and get to the questions. Other people like to read kind of quickly and then write down the author's main opinion, author's main idea. Like, that's the one thing they write down, and then they go to the questions. There's all sorts of different ways that you can approach these passages and questions, all different ways to be successful. And so the big lesson, the big takeaway point, the best way to prep for CARS is to try different things. Keep track of your progress, what methods work for you and what don't, and to do that as soon as you start your MCAT prep, because you want to find your preferred method within the first one-third to one-half of your MCAT calendar so that you can spend the subsequent half or two-thirds of your calendar mastering what works best for you.
when you're preparing for cars, obviously, maybe not obviously, but in my mind, when you're reading and working through psych-soc and the other sciences, you're using the same skills for cars in those sections. Are those skills transferable?
A lot of the skills are. I mean, obviously the content isn't, right? Because so much of the other science sections is just, do you know these words, mm-hmm. right? Yeah, you got to know a lot of concepts. The parts that are transferable are looking at connections in the passage. You know, in the sciences, it's all about, okay, they set up the experiment to measure this, and then they, you know, did an ELISA to assay that. And what, you know, how does this data support or not support whatever the experiment set out to do. And you can do the same thing in cars. You know, if it's an argument about some form of poetry, you just look at that logic. Oh, the author is bringing up, you know, evidence PQR to prove point S and T and countering opinion X or something. And if you can think on that structural level, how is the passage structured? That helps in both the science and the reading.
So you mentioned reading stuff like The Economist and Atlantic and all of these more in-depth journalism that's out there. As somebody who's trying to increase their comprehension and analysis, how should somebody, do you have any recommendations on how somebody should read one of those articles and go through and ask themselves questions to see if they understand and took anything out of it?
Yeah, it's definitely about focusing on opinion. That is, what's the author's opinion? What are the contradictory opinions? And then once you've understood that, what are the various opinions being presented, you then take the next step and look at, okay, what's the reasoning to support those opinions? So you're always looking for what's the evidence the author uses to draw conclusions. And it's one of those things where if you're not consciously thinking about it, again, it's very easy to get passive because writers have a tendency to just present their own beliefs as if it was the truth, present everything as if facts were incontrovertible and absolutely correct. So if you're going to sit down and read something like a piece of long form journalism, just stop at the end of every paragraph and ask yourself, okay, whose opinion is this? How does this support someone's opinion? How does this refute someone's opinion?
Interesting. All right. Any other things that we didn't talk about for cars?
I just want to reiterate, start early, start early, start early. The day to start your cars practice is the day you start your MCAT practice.
So you're saying start early?
Yeah, start early.
All right, there you have it, CARS, the new four-letter word for the MCAT. I hope you got some good information on this, on how to best prepare for CARS. Hopefully, it will improve your scores. I know if you're part of our Hangout group, which you can find at medicalschoolhq.net/group, it's a great Facebook group of collaborative students all helping each other. It's very common in there to see students asking questions about what can I do to increase my car section? I need help with cars. What do I do? So hopefully this episode we can point everybody to so that they can start improving and you can start improving your car score. Don't forget to check out Next Step Test Prep and everything that they have to offer to help you on your journey to crushing the MCAT. They have everything from books that you can buy on Amazon to full-length practice exams, an MCAT course, which has over 100 hours of videos, 5 days of office hours per week, and tons of great resources there, and also their one-on-one tutoring. Whatever you need, they are there for you. All you need to do is give them a call, let them know your situation, what you're struggling with. They will find something for you, whether it's a tutor or their MCAT course, whatever it is, they are there for you. Go check them out, nextsteptestprep.com. Use the promo code MCATPOD, that's all capital letters, MCATPOD, to save some money on their products and services. I hope you have a great week. We'll see you next time here at the MCAT Podcast.